People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Dad's left in charge, the kids get to eat Chick-fil-A sometimes. Sometimes when Dad's left in charge, it means doing an extra job in the backyard. Sometimes it means him cooking something that's actually healthy for you, and he just wants you to grow up and be strong. Good fathers want the children to enjoy life, to grow up and be strong. They don't want them to become spoiled, but actually challenge them and make them grow stronger. Every single one of them is for love of their child, the heart of their father, whether it's discipline, whether it's delight, whether it's just growth. It's all for the love of him and for their good. Our Father is the same to us. Jesus says, the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Being a child is not optional. It's the only way possible. Jesus is adamant that we have to become children before God. He says that unless you become like little children, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. The Catechism says that the kingdom of God can also be translated as the kingship of God, or even the reign of God. That we have to be little children who say, we want God's way. We want the Lord to be king and for his reign to come. Instead of being rebellious teenagers or rebellious adults who want our way only, we have to be little children who are confident that God's reign is good and is actually far better than what our reign would be. When it's Chick-fil-A, when it's just joyful, when our Father's that good and wants to spoil us like that, let his kingdom come, let his reign come. When the day comes when he wants us to grow and challenge us, when he wants to challenge us from being spoiled, let his kingdom come, let his reign be. In every action of our lives, we have to just turn to our Lord and say, Lord, thy kingdom come. As little children who don't know any better than simply that my Father knows best. And that right there is our joy, and that right there is the flourishing of the gospel.